You might be saying, this guy's always bringing up Mary. This guy's awfully Marian. And to be honest with you, I don't think I'm Marian enough. I keep bringing up Mary because I know how much the devil wants to take away her role in our spiritual life. And she plays a very big role. And so I wanna read you a short passage from the book, The Secret of the Rosary, before we get started talking about the green scapular. Let me just read you a quick passage. This is the Saint Dominic was doing a deliverance or an exorcism on an individual who had been possessed by like thousands and thousands of devils. And this was going on in the presence of many people in the cathedral that he was preaching at, because this person came in and started cursing at Saint Dominic. And so Saint Dominic got his rosary and he put it around this person's neck and he tightened it, and the person started going wild and foaming at the mouth, and he demanded that they speak to him and that they reveal to him and to everybody present who it was that they feared most out of all of those besides God. Who did they fear the most? All right, and this is what these demons, after fighting with him for a while and after praying to Mary to request that she force them to speak, this is what they say. "O you who are our enemy, our downfall and our destruction, why have you come from heaven just to torture us so grievously? O advocate of sinners, you who snatch them from the very jaws of hell, you who are the very sure path to heaven, must we in spite of ourselves tell the whole truth and confess before everyone who it is who is the cause of our shame and our ruin? O woe unto us, princes of darkness." And then this is what the devils go on to say. "Then listen well, you Christians. The Mother of Jesus Christ is all-powerful, and she can save her servants from falling into hell. She is the sun which destroys the darkness of our wiles and subtlety. It is she who uncovers our hidden plots, breaks our snares, and makes our temptations useless and ineffectual. We have to say, however, reluctantly, that not a single soul who has really persevered in her service has ever been damned with us. One single sigh that she offers to the Blessed Trinity is worth far more than all the prayers, desires, and aspirations of all the saints combined. We fear her more than all of the other saints in heaven together, and we have no success with her faithful servants. Many Christians who call upon her when they are at the hour of death, and who really ought to be damned, according to our ordinary standards, are saved by her intercession. Oh, if only that Mary had not pitted her strength against ours, and had not upset our plans, we should have conquered the church and should have destroyed it long before this, and we would have seen to it that all the orders in the church fell into error and disorder. Now that we are forced to speak, we must also tell you this: nobody who perseveres in saying the rosary will be damned, because she obtained from her for her servants the grace of true contrition for their sins, and by means of this they obtained God's forgiveness and mercy." And it should also be noted, just FYI, this video is not about the rosary, but obviously it's becoming about that slowly. St. Francis de Sales, the great spiritual director and the doctor of the church, he not only encouraged people to join the Holy Confraternity of the Rosary, but he bound himself by oath to say all four, because it wasn't for his time, but to say every single day, as long as he lived, the entire rosary, all the mysteries. St. Charles Borromeo said this also every day, and strongly recommended this devotion to his priests and to the ecclesiastics and seminarians and to all people. St. Pius V, one of the greatest popes who ever ruled the church, said the rosary every day. St. Thomas of Villanova, St. Ignatius, St. Francis Xavier, St. Francis Borgia, St. Teresa, St. Philip Neri, as well as many other great men whom I have not mentioned and were deeply devoted to the Holy Rosary. Follow their example. Your spiritual directors will be pleased. Okay, etc. And obviously more of these saints since the time of St. Louis de Montfort, and you can number him one among the many. Also, don't forget St. Maximilian Kolbe. Also, don't forget Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Also, don't forget Pope John Paul II. Also, don't forget Padre Pio, who prayed countless rosaries. All right, so I'm not going to go on because this is not about the rosary. But this is just emphasizing the importance of maintaining your Marian devotion. And what is one great... And also remembering Mary's role in the salvation of souls, and her role as mediatrix of all graces, and her role for the conversion of all sinners, and her role as destroyer of heresies. So what are we going to talk about today, for the most part, is what? The green scapular. A green scapular? There's so many scapulars. There's brown, there's green, there's blue, there's red. Okay, I'm only talking about the ones that the Blessed Mother herself has revealed, and I'm going to tie them all together, believe it or not. Well, believe it. So here we go. So the green scapular. Mary appeared in 1840 to Sister Justine, in Rue de Bac, France. The same order, the same congregation, the Sisters of Charity, I believe, founded by St. Vincent de Paul, that Mary appeared to 10 years earlier to give the Miraculous Medal. And remember, the Miraculous Medal is really called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. And that one said, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And you wear it confidently around the neck to gain great grace. Well, guess what? To the same religious order, 10 years later, Mary appears and she gives this green scapular. Well, it's not this exact one, obviously, but a green cloth had a little string on it, and on both sides there was an image. On one side, I'll show you what the image is. On one side, it had, this is not very focused, but okay, I'm just going to put it there, so you may, okay, I'm just going to look at it. On one side, it has an image of the Immaculate Heart, which is on fire, and it has rays coming out of it, and a sword going through it, and it reads the prayer, Immaculate Heart of Mary, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And on the other side, it has an image of the Blessed Mother, and she has her Immaculate Heart in her hands, where her heart belongs, right? And Mary said that this is for the conversion of souls. And Sister Justine heard a voice saying that, bring souls to God through the Blessed Mother, that with the green scapular of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that conversions and cures. So the brown scapular that I have here, this little one, this is for what? For our consecration, as a sign of our consecration. And yes, you can give it to people and have them say little prayers, and maybe they'll bring about their conversion. It's better than nothing, right? Now, the Miraculous Medal is for what? To obtain for us great graces if we have great confidence in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All right. And the green scapular is for what? For conversions and cures. Now, this does not need to be worn. You can keep this as long as it's in the same room as somebody. So let's say, for example, I always keep one near my heart because I say, Mary, make my heart like unto thine. I put it in the breast pocket of my shirt, as you can see there. And it's over my heart. But when I give it to somebody, you can give it to anybody. And the way this works is you say the prayer, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And with whatever confidence you have in the Blessed Mother, of course, it's a sacramental. We get the faith according to the faith of the user, right? So what happens? If I have great confidence in the Blessed Mother, oh man, there will be miracles and miracles and miracles. And if I have no confidence in the Blessed Mother, well, guess what? You know, maybe something will happen, maybe not. Again, this is for cures and conversions, to bring those who have left the church away back to the church, okay? Also, maybe those who aren't even in the church, who've never been in the church, never been exposed. You give this to them when they're in desperate needs, if they're in a situation where they're sick. And you give it to them and say, you don't have to wear this, just... And if they're not willing, let's say you have a bad husband who's a naughty man and doesn't like the Catholic Church, or you have a bad son or something, put it in their wallet, put it in their pillow. As long as it's at least in the same room, and as long as you say the prayer for them every day. I used to say this prayer for some people like several times a day. Like, I remember one night I stayed up all night for like 100 times a day, and then I went through every single person I had on my list of everybody I gave a green scapular. And, you know, it works. You can have it hidden in their room. Now, ideally, you can give it to them and say, here, keep this with you at all times, and say the prayer, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death, and Mary will help you with it. And I did this even not for cures and conversions, just because, think about what this is doing. This is proclaiming a truth, that Mary's heart is immaculately conceived, therefore Jesus is, because he's God, could not, if he's truly God, could not have sin in his flesh, could not be mixed with sin, right? And the Lord chose a woman to come into the world to give us a more fuller understanding of our salvation, reaching us back, reminding us back to what happened in the Garden of Eden, and reminding us that Satan is real and he is trying to drag all souls to hell. All right, so this is important to have a fuller understanding of the gospel. And this is why these miracles occur. There was a situation where my mom had a friend who'd come to her house, and he'd come to talk to me, actually, because I'm the religious one, apparently. And he was going to die. He was supposed to go to the hospice in 3 days to go to his death. He had cancer of the throat. I didn't know what to tell this guy. I'm not a miracle man, you know? And I said, when's the last time you've been to confession? He says, oh, I haven't been to confession ever. Or, you know, I've never gone since I was a little boy. And I said, all right, this is what you do, cowboy. You go to confession as soon as possible. You confess all of your sins that you've, as far back as you can remember, in kind and number, your grave matters, the grave sins you've committed. And what else? You go to confession, and you use this heart badge, and you consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother, and you say every day and every hour until the time you go to this place, say, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. And he says, and that'll cure me? And I said, I don't know, but you know what? It won't hurt you. If you're not cured, I guarantee you at least you'll be converted and you'll go to heaven. And guess what happened?